A little before 8:15, it's early enough, we can go ahead and check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Thank you for bringing your weekly bribe here in the form of those wonderful cookies. We are definitely grateful for that, and they'll never make it to the stocking, I'm telling you. It's going to stuff me before I'll stuff my stocking with it. But Susie joins us every Tuesday about this time to talk about things going on at Asbury Center in Kingsport, a CCRC community. And on the phone this morning, Susie, you have a special guest.
I do, a special guest and a dear friend of Asbury Place at Kingsport, Stephanie Hernandez, who is the membership event director for the Kingsport Chamber. And she's been a guest on the show in the past, but some special events, I guess you could say parties and gatherings have taken place in the last year between the two neighborhoods, Asbury Place at Kingsport and, of course, the Greater Kingsport Chamber. And I wanted her to just maybe, you know, share the value of those, because we certainly understand the value of being a member of the chamber. And I just wanted Stephanie to share the value and possibly some other insight that, you know, your listeners just aren't aware of with the Kingsport Chamber.
Glad to do it. Hey, Stephanie, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. And thank you, Susie. It's always wonderful to work with Asbury Place. And the atmosphere at Asbury Place is absolutely wonderful. It's so inviting, such a positive vibe. Every time I go there, I just feel inspired to help and, you know, want to help the community and reach out any way I can. So thank you so much for that, Susie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Susie brings the sunshine to us every Tuesday when she joins us to talk about Asbury Place in Kingsport. Stephanie, let me ask you this, because you're with the Chamber. Why is it important from your perspective to have such a good working symbiotic relationship with Asbury Place? Tell us about why that is good for the community and the Chamber in particular.
Well, the Chamber gives so much back to the community, from trash pickups to Healthy Kingsport. We have over 15 different programs in our Chamber. Asbury Place absolutely notices that relationship and notices the impact that the Chamber and our programs have. And, you know, it's just vital for us to keep our business community, our living environment, you know, all healthy for us here in Kingsport. We don't want to have to go to another community and it look better than Kingsport. We want to keep it right here at home.
Let me toss it back to you, Susie, and sort of flip the coin there. Why is it important to you and the folks at Asbury Place that you have a working symbiotic relationship with the Kingsport Chamber?
Well, I think the most important thing is history and legacy. They go hand in hand. And when you look at the Kingsport Chamber, who is, you know, finishing up their 75-year celebration, Asbury's getting ready to celebrate their 35th year in 2024. There's been a partnership, a very strong partnership with these two establishments for a very long time. And to recognize what the Chamber can do for us, but then also too what we can give back, it speaks volumes for the partnership. When we do have events and they're able to be on site, they're able to be a partnership with that, then it brings a whole different group of individuals who may not have even been aware that Asbury Place at Kingsport is truly a 55-plus community with benefits, obviously a continuing care retirement community, and we really do heavily rely on the Chamber to get that word out, showcase us in certain things, and then also be able to talk about us when new folks come to town and help them understand, too, the value and also the benefits of Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Yes, Stephanie, it sounds like in many ways that you perceive from your position on the Chamber as Asbury Place being a kind of, if you would, a nest of ambassadors for Kingsport.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the programs, too, that I wanted to mention is we have a Move to Kingsport program. So we get a lot of businesses that want us to help recruit people from out of town. A lot of time when we have these business leaders that come into town, they want to bring their parents, their mother and father-in-law. You know, they want to bring their family. So Asbury Place is a great fit for that. So we can, you know, show the elderly community this 55-plus environment that they can be a part of. So that's another great benefit and a great program that we have at the Chamber that Asbury fits in very well with.
Thinking Out Loud right now, along with Susie Cloyd, of course, with Stephanie Hernandez from the Kingsport Chamber of Commerce, and talking about the partnership, if you would, between the, certainly the working relationship between the Chamber and Asbury Place in Kingsport. The, of course, you have chamber coffees, you have, you know, the chamber get-togethers and this sort of thing at various places around the community. And I know Asbury Place, of course, is prominent and does these things several times a year, as Susie has mentioned. Susie, from your perspective, what is some of the value to having other folks from the community at these chamber gatherings at Asbury Place?
Well, it's priceless. And I want to share just a quick story. When we hosted the Business After Hours in September, we had a very nice crowd, a very wide variety of ages, professions, and just likes and interests in the area.
This is from the community coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not our residents. It's the community coming in and all of a sudden stopping and saying, hey, tell me what's going on here at Asbury Place at Kingsport. I was so impressed and so amazed at the business after hours that we did in September about the individuals who wanted to know, how old do I have to be before I can come here, you know? And so when you spark that interest and all of a sudden they see something beyond senior living, they see home, they see community, they see strength in numbers, they see
incredible cookies.
Incredible cookies, absolutely. And they see that, then all of a sudden they're asking questions like, can I live here? And I'm thinking, you absolutely can.
And that's where that symbiotic portion of it comes in, because it's in both directions too. Would you agree, Stephanie?
Absolutely. And just to highlight a little bit with Susie, that event, the food there, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. It was just wonderful. And I actually had people coming up and asking me questions about Asbury Place and how could they can get more involved, if there's volunteer opportunities that they can go in and help, if they're, you know, looking for their elderly family a place, you know. So it was definitely a great event. It was well received by the community, and there was a lot of talk and hype about it afterwards.
Susie, do you get often that sort of second and third degree of familiarity aspect that we just heard from Stephanie there? Someone goes to Asbury, and it may not be for them necessarily, but they say, aha, I know someone who.
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And that's what I like about it. So you can't stand still. You have to be constantly reinventing yourself, strengthening relationships, again, between us and the Kingsport Chamber, and then also just trying to figure out, you know, what you put out there. You just keep putting it out there, and you keep putting it out there, and you know at some point somebody is going to call and say, hey, I heard what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, but I got somebody it would be perfect for. And that's how it works.
Right.
The community, the communication, the networking, the friendships, the relationships. I think about, you know, our mission, do all the good you can. How can you not be good if you're not partnering with the Kingsport Chamber?
Very good. Isn't that nice, Stephanie? Now you'll definitely have to send her a Christmas card. Yeah, for sure.
And I might get her some cookies. I might just get her some cookies. She's been a good girl. I'll get her some cookies.
Stephanie, don't change a thing, because these cookies will set you free. Stephanie, anything else going on with the Chamber that our listeners would like to know about, say, for the next quarter coming up? And then Susie has a few things about Asbury Place as well.
Sure. So we are doing our second annual Tri-Cities New Year's Eve Bash. And so that's going to be at Meadowview on New Year's Eve. We're going to do a DJ there. We're going to dance the night away to the decade, different decades of music. And we're also encouraging everybody that's in attendance to dress in their favorite decade. So a wonderful event. We did this last year. We had over 550 in attendance from all over the Tri-Cities. So if you're not doing anything for New Year's Eve, please plan on coming to the Kingsport Chamber's Tri-Cities New Year's Eve Bash.
Sounds like a winner. Stephanie Hernandez with the Kingsport Chamber of Commerce, New Year's plans, and a whole lot more. Stephanie, great to think out loud with you. Hope you and your family and everyone at the Chamber has a wonderful Christmas, and hope to talk to you again soon, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, Susie, that was a great conversation there with Stephanie, and talking about the relationship between the Chamber and Asbury Place. So what are some of the other things that you want to talk about here as we head into the holidays?
Just two things. I want to remind all the listeners about our deep, deep discounts right now on select one bedrooms. That would be the Miller one bedroom, just recently renamed for obvious reasons.
Bob Miller. Wonderful.
Yes. And so I have a handful of those with deep discounts. I'm telling you thousands of dollars in savings.
Wonderful.
And then I wanted to remind everybody, this is the last week. If you do come and tour at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, we still have a pumpkin or a pecan pie for you. And we also have some very limited availability. I always encourage you to get a loved one in before the winter weather. It just makes sense.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We have a decades-old fruit cake for you, too. Would you like a fruit cake? Decades-old? We could give that to you. All right. Just wanted to check.
Absolutely.
Sure. Santa's listening.
I thought you were calling me.
No.
Sorry.
I'm
like, anyway, call me, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502. Thank you.
Very good. Susie, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.